Hey, everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 727 of Power Rangers Super Slammerai, episode 4, Something Fishy.
It aired March 10th, 2012, written by Eugene Sun. His name is Eugene Sun.
Okay.
And directed by Akihiro Yuji Noguchi. Yuji, in quotation marks. Akihiro Yuji.
Wait.
Noguchi.
They're giving him a nickname this far in?
I guess so.
They're giving him... I gotta get the date anyway, even though you got it.
What a wild opening.
Are you allowed to do this legally? Can you be like, hey, I know this is like your 12th episode, but we're giving you a nickname now.
Or what if he was like, hey, I know it's been 12 episodes and I haven't really had the courage to say anything until now.
Trying to get this nickname off the ground.
But my friends, I would like my friends to call me Yuji.
I would love for my friends to call me Yuji. That's so bizarre. Unless there are two different Akihiro Noguchis.
Oh, yeah. And this one, they had to differentiate them. So this one is Akihiro Yuji.
Like
Noguchi.
Did he? All right, hold on. I'm just scrolling up to his last. No, his last one was Party Monsters.
Does Yuji mean super?
Yuji means super, or this is a punishment for doing. Yuji means my bad, y'all. Best effort. Yeah. I did what I could.
For Super Samurai, I want a nickname. I want an upgrade.
Either an upgrade or I want to hide from the fact that it was me that did the directed Party Monsters. And it wasn't his fault it was bad. I think the new stuff was pretty solid.
So when we get to Megaforce and it's just Yuji Noguchi now after that, well, no, he changed his name after Party Monsters.
This is the closest you can get to going into witness protection without being Mike Smith. Anyway, what a way to start. Hey, everybody. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got YouTube, if you got YugiTube, or if you got NaguchTube. Or Tubi or DVDs or like whatever. You can find Power Rangers Samurai anywhere probably.
Yeah.
It will be back on Netflix soon probably. I bet they'll get the itch. I feel like I had something that I wanted to talk about before we started this, but then Yuji got delusional.
He got me crazy. He got me delusional.
What movie was that even from?
The Tale of the Bloody Boy.
Devin's body. The Bloody Tale of the Bloody Boy. Devin's ghost. Jennifer's body. Devin's
he's
ghost.
Not Jennifer.
No. No. He's the Bloody Boy.
Is that
that's on the website, right? You can go listen to
this
the Bloody Boy.
This is a real show that they let us keep doing.
And no one can stop us, but no one's even tried, really. I remembered it. I have two things that I want to report on.
Okay, yeah, I'm scrolling back through the Morphin Grid channel to see if there was anything.
Number one is that I was talking with Ash last night and we looked up how many episodes of Power Rangers there are. So it's like how long before we do the loop. There are 973 episodes of Power Rangers.
Ooh, thank goodness. Because I didn't have the foresight to start numbering these with four digits.
Yeah, so we get real close. But here's the thing. I think if they let us, we could crank out 27 episodes of Power Rangers, get them to a nice even 1,000.
Yeah.
We could take any given Sentai that they haven't adapted. 27 episodes? Come on. We can do that. We can pick and choose from the best ones because we don't have to do all 50 because Sentai has like 50 episodes usually.
Yeah. We can combine them. We'll make some monsters be upgrades to other monsters.
Yeah, just like have the power switch every 3 episodes. I think we could get so weird with it. It would be very fun.
Yeah.
Here's my pitch for what I would name the 1,000th episode of Power Rangers. Night of the Dumpster.
Hell yeah.
Can you imagine? The 1000th episode.
A finale of dumpster proportions.
Yeah. Or we just do another Oysterizer, just a regular episode, and then it's
just
an
episode, and that's it. It's over.
Because, like, they're making the Disney Plus show, and they've recently said something about the Disney Plus show, so that means it's still in development. They haven't forgotten about it, which is nice.
I'm going to need to see something. Like, some concept art at the minimum.
Synopsis. Just any sort of, like, what it could possibly be about. Is it just going to be Mighty Morphin, but we make all the footage now? Because I'll tell you, a lot of the charm is in the footage matching. And also, that's way more expensive and takes more time, which means we could crank out 27 episodes of classic style Power Rangers to get to 1,000. Then you could start the Disney Plus with 1,001.
Yeah.
The new era.
That would be so goated.
That would be, the kids would.
It's fire.
They would 6-7. I literally cannot tell you what 6.
I've seen reference to the 6-7. I don't know what that means.
This is the first one where I have no context. Just the kids. Someone said 6-7 in a funny way, and the kids, and by kids, I do mean children, babies, love it. And good for them. Right? Because, like, how long did we yell, like, Little John?
Oh, a long time.
You know, and like dads were like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, so like, it's, I can't get mad at the kids for me not understanding their memes that they made up in their thing.
And your dad's just like, what the hell? And you're just like, okay.
Okay. And he's like, what? And you're like, you get it.
Yeah, that Usher came out in
2004. I'm going to say 2005. Oh, I was so close.
January 10th, 2004.
So there was a good,
that was,
and this is,
that was my, that was like my graduation song.
Is that what you walk to at graduation?
Yeah. I could have.
We were the class of 007, and I pitched really hard for them to just play GoldenEye on a loop the whole time. And
what if you walked to the James Bond theme? Just like James Bond does in James Bond movies.
You walk up, you get your diploma, and you barrel the camera. And it does
like 200 times.
It would do that 119 times for the amount of kids in my graduating class. Do you know the emotional turmoil the crowd would go through? Because it would go in waves. You'd be like, this is fun, and then like 11 kids in. You're like, I hate this song more than anything I've ever heard in my life. But then, kid 56, kid 57, now you're loving it again. Now it's coming
back around. You're making finger guns back at them.
I think we went in height order. To shame us.
Like when you got your diploma?
We were sat in height order. I think we were called in alphabetical, though. So you just have to come from wherever. But
that
I was like,
is insane. We were sat in alphabetical, so we got up one like row at a time. And then
no, we were
in an orderly fashion, went up to get our diplomas.
We were sat in height order, so it looked like a graph of how tall you were. And I was in the front, baby, because I was the shortest guy in my class.
It was all done. And all the graduates, like, after everyone's got their diplomas, they walk off, I guess. It's been 21 years. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But I remember specifically during rehearsal, they were like, we're not throwing hats. It's dangerous. We can't throw hats. No throwing your hat in the air after you graduate. And we were like, what are they going to do? Suspend us?
Right? Take it away?
So we threw our fucking hats in the air. And you know what happened? Nothing.
I feel like they told us, they're like, you just switch the thing to the other side and then that's it. And we're like, yeah. And then like someone was like, we're all throwing hats, right? And we're like, of course we're throwing hats.
We've seen every teen movie since the 80s. Of course we're throwing hats.
Of course we're throwing hats. You can't stop me from throwing my hat. But yeah, I think the 007 theme 119 times would have been super funny. So if I can go back in time, I have some notes for my graduating class. What were we talking about?
I don't know. We haven't even started yet, really. We did the date.
We were talking about 1,000 episodes of Power Rangers, and
then we were going to make 27 to get them to 1,000, and then they could start, and then everything would be cinema after that. Yeah,
and then that would be Riz or whatever. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, so Hasbro, balls in your court. 27 episodes. We'll make them so cheap. It's so cheap, it'll blow your mind. Yeah. You would not believe the fiscal responsibility that we would show making this television program. And then you can put it in syndication, so you can just put it in, like, you just make it separately from a network, so you just put it wherever you want. You just put it anywhere. That would be good. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or you just say, like, hey, Disney, let's run it back. Whatever you want to do. There's that. Balls in your court. The other thing is, okay, I was looking up. So you know how we don't know how many listeners we have?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and that's on purpose, because mm-hmm. when you look that stuff up, when you see metrics, I think it drives you insane. I think it's sort of like when you get $1 billion, like, it just, yeah, you become number brained and it gets bad. I was wondering if someone else could find that about us. And the answer is no. They can't. Because I was Googling it. I was like, hey, how can you find out how many listeners any given podcast has without, like, you know, being that podcast? And the best one I got was, like, go to this one website, this one. It's like a podcatcher by itself, right?
Yeah.
And you can see how many subscribers you have there. And then that's the only place. There's, like, only a couple places like that that you can look, right? And it's a place I've never heard of in my life. And you can comment a lot, and the comments were all very mean, so I guess only angry people go there.
Sure.
So if you're listening there, if you know where you are, and I know that you know that, because you're like, I listened to it on this one specific. Yeah, anyway. So I was like, okay, is that accurate? And then somebody else, it was like a 3-year-old Reddit thread or whatever, was like, you can see it, but only accounts for like 2% of our listenership from what I can see on, you know, from my metrics, right?
Okay.
And so I did the math. And if this website is 2%, if this website that I've literally never heard of before, this podcatcher website that I've never heard of before,
so what do you do? Just plug in your RSS feed and it just tells you how many people are subscribed to it?
No. It's like it's its own podcatcher. So it has, you know, whatever RSS feed we put up.
And it's just
there.
Like on YouTube, where it tells you how many subscribers
but
there are.
But it just says, here's how many people subscribe to you on this website.
Okay.
Right? So if that's only 2%, we had 142 people subscribed there.
That's crazy. That is more than I thought we had all together.
Entirely. So if that's only 2%, that means we have about 7,000 listeners.
No.
That
no,
can't be
wrong.
Right. That can't be right. But if it is, let's presume, because I did the math too, because it also shows how many downloads you have. And it was, the downloads was about, 150 times, or it's like 160. So we only have 150 episodes. So that means, you know, however it's going, because of the way our feed works, because it's like a old. We started podcasting before, and it was easy. So yeah. We have a weird way. We've talked about it before. Anyway, the numbers added up. It was about 100. It's about every one of those would have had to download it. Each one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the numbers added up. So I feel like it's at least correct into itself. So, but if that's true, then that means we have, if we're averaging 7,000 listeners.
No. No, 7,000. I don't know if I can handle 7,000 people.
If we're, just walk with me for a second, Josh.
Listening
if,
to me talk like this, so candidly. Like this.
But here's the thing. I don't imagine that's correct. But let's say it is. Kid Cuisine, the ball's in your court.
7,000 people.
7,000? Are you kidding me?
Statistically, a bunch of them have kids who are looking for some cuisine.
They would love the finely tuned cuisine.
The finest cuisine of your chicken nuggets, green beans, and blue unicorn cookies.
And blue unicorn cookies, or a brownie that you got to take out halfway through because it cooks faster than everything else. Or you just leave it in there for a long time and it gets really solid. Anyway, so I found that and I thought it was very funny and I was like, there's no way. And then I remember a long time ago, like when we started Patreon, I was like looking up like stuff about Patreon and like, you know, how best to use it and whatnot. And this is back when it was like pretty new, because we've been on Patreon for almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years next month that we've been on. Like at the end of this year is when it'll be like 10 years since we launched our Patreon. Which, by the way, thank you to all of our patrons. Currently, there is a pledge drive of sorts, a fan-started pledge drive trying to get us up to 700 so we can do Deep Day Dive of the Dumpster Day.
Which I have been affectionately referring to now as Big Dumpy.
Big Dumpy. the Big Dumpy would be so fun. But, like, they were saying that, like, the amount of people that will pledge to your Patreon versus the amount of people listening is, like, way, way smaller.
Yeah.
So, like, just, like, get ready for that. And I feel like if I do the numbers in my head, it's probably similar. So, like, but that also accounts for a couple other shows that we have on. Yeah, because we have Pokemon on there. So, like, you know.
Right, yeah.
But the idea that 7,000 people listen to this is fully bonkers.
No, like, how many? Let me go to our Discord on my phone here.
That's more people than live in the town that I live in.
I don't know how to check this. Where do I see how many people are in a server?
I don't know. It used to be pretty easy, and then they changed it.
Okay, we have 137 members on our Discord server.
Okay. So if 2% of the people that listen to it are on the Discord server, that's about the same as...
It's
the,
not that far
that's
off.
That's not that different. Anyway, this is all to say... Kid Cuisine.
I can't believe you made me think about this.
7-Eleven. Oh, here's the thing.
We're using
only...
the number now. Now we can email 7-Eleven with a figure.
Yeah, we have 7,011 people that listen. Can you believe it? It's serendipity, 7-Eleven. No, I still am talking to one person at a time. And currently that's you. And then once it's recorded, it'll be whoever has downloaded this episode and it's in their ears specifically.
Yeah.
So that's the only way I know how
to
podcast.
I'm not even talking to them. Technically, they're eavesdropping.
They're just hanging. They're just a chill hang. This is mostly just us talking to each other.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the fact that sometimes we make jokes so specific that there's no way you could tell unless you are one of the two of us.
7,000 people in unison shrug.
Just go, all right, someone else listening probably gets that. No, you'd be wrong. Anyway, do you want to go watch Fish Business? What was it called?
Something Fishy.
Something Fishy. You
Something,
watch something fishy,
fishy is 7,000 listeners. Of
that
the
seems a little fishy
That's
to
a little
me,
fishy.
But as far as 7-Eleven knows, we can make this
we
right.
We gotta be able to at least get two purple mattresses.
Right, like with that amount of list, we should be able to scare up something for free.
Yeah, I know, like, that's not technically a lot, but it is a lot of people.
That's a lot. That's a lot. There's a thing, there's a statistic with, like, Twitch, in that if you have one person watching you, or if you have two people watching you, you're in, like, the top 20% of all of Twitch streamers.
Yeah.
If somebody else is there, because there's always one person there, because you count as watching yourself, so that way it doesn't look like nobody's there. But if you have two people, you're in the top, like, 20, it might even be, like, top 10 or top 15 or something.
Yeah.
Like, right? I imagine it's the same for podcasts. There's, like, 4 million podcasts or something. So, like... Come on. This is also why we don't look at numbers.
Yeah,
because
now
like
I'm
going to
have a crisis about how the stories I've told on the show and that 7,000 people would possibly hurt them.
The wild thing is, no one I know personally has ever been like, oh, I listened to your show.
Yeah, so my mom doesn't even listen to this.
My
she knows I do it, but she doesn't. I don't even know if she understands.
I feel like my dad asked me what the name of this podcast is every 6 months. Because he doesn't remember. And also, he has no idea how to get a podcast. He's 70-something.
Yeah.
So, like, 70-something? Is he 70? Hold on. Let me do some quick math. He's 70. Anyway, there's one list. That's why we're going to stop worrying about it right now, unless you're a sponsor. Let's go watch something fishy.
All right.
Let's super samurai, guys.
Jake.
Josh. Back and we just watched Something Fishy.
And something was fishy about this episode. And do you know what it was to me? Actually had some real continuity for once in Power Rangers Samurai.
Way to go, Eugene.
Yeah, the Eugene Yuji combo.
That's why. Is he Yuji in this one, so it can be Yuji and Eugene?
Is he Yuji going forward? I think I saw that he is Yuji going. All right, so he does this one. He does the next one. Is still as Yuji, and yeah, I think he's just Yuji now.
Okay,
he's Akihiro Yuji Noguchi,
and his writer Eugene's son.
The episode was weird. Like, we'll talk about it, but like there was like genuine continuity in a way that I did not expect. So that was pretty nice. Also, return of a fan favorite. Stay tuned.
Who could it be?
How do we do the thing? HeyJackAndJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through SPD. More coming soon. When? I don't know, but we will put more on there just because there is an archive feed. Technically, they're all there. You just got to type them out yourself.
Yeah.
Just click on any episode, replace the number with your favorite number, and then you can listen to that one.
Yeah, that's it. Just click it, replace the episode number with the one that you want to listen to. And then there you go. You can listen to it in your browser that way.
Or a much easier way, you can go to sysl.dev or .ca. I think both work. And then go to tools and you can find our archive feed there. Thanks to Sizzle. We have the full one, as far as I know.
Whenever I update the website with...
You'll put it the link to it.
I'm going to put a link in the top so you can just go there.
Yeah.
But... that is coming soon.
Coming soon, TM. You can email us. I'm trying to think of the order. We haven't done this in a week. You can email us littleitys.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter a little bit @morphingrid. We're on Blue Sky @morphingrid.bisky.social. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and Podknife and one website that I can't remember the name of.
And, I want to see it. I want to read our negative comments.
They're all stupid. Like, yeah, mean, I know. But they're like stupid nitpicks, and it's like, get a life, y'all. It's so weird. Okay, I'm just gonna pause the spiel for a second. When you type in a negative comment, you are wasting your own life moments doing that. So on the one hand, I'm like, why would you do that? But on the other hand, I'm like, you must mean it. So like, yeah. I guess follow your truth. Anyway, we're on Podbay and Podbaby and Podfish.
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 Something potty. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not something potty. Maybe, though. I don't know. Podfish. I feel like Podfish comes with a mini game.
Podfish. That's when you have to. Yeah, it's a fishing mini game. You pull up an episode.
Yeah, you got to send in your little lure, like your Big the Cat in Sonic Adventure.
Yeah.
And then you got to. Drag it around.
You gotta try to find the sinking lure to get the really long episodes that sink to the bottom of the lake.
If you want Spectre, my James Bond podcast, where every episode's like 3 hours long, you gotta get the sinking lure or else
you have to listen to it on a different platform.
Somewhere else besides Podfish. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjackandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. For as much as you want a month, you can help support the show. For $5 a month, you get access to the Discord, which is a pretty cool place with some cool, fun people. And also, we're there. And like I said, there. I don't know when this is going to air, but it is... I think this is spearheaded by Chris from the Hello Hyrule podcast. It has called this Morphvember.
Yeah.
So we're pretty close too. We are pretty close. A lot of people left their pledges. A lot of people have repledged. So really appreciate it.
I think it was 77 away from Big Dumpy. The last
for Big Dumpy. That's pretty good for Big Dumpy.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the other one. It's okay if we don't make that.
Ash really wants us to hit that one.
Well, she can make it happen.
She is doing her part, let me tell you.
Well, I very much appreciate that. I said that as a joke.
if we get to 750, we will do a season, a Lampert run, a Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, and you... we'll have the satisfaction, you listener at home, we'll have the satisfaction of making Josh the real Big Dumpy.
All my Grumpy. Pokemon that season will be named Big Dumpy.
Big Dumpy.
They'll all be sad names.
Just a bunch of sad names or mean names. My favorite one is when Pokemon Go was new, people would type in whatever the name of the Pokemon they caught, somebody was like just typing in their name or whatever autocorrected to, that's what they named it. And the only one I remember was like, Meowth was Keith. And it's like, yeah, that feels right.
I think I actually just figured out what my naming convention would be for that. But if you want to know what it is,
you gotta
get us up to 750.
You gotta pony up.
But that's a different show.
That's for PWT. That's a different show. Is that it? Is that all the stuff? We really appreciate everybody who supports us there.
We do. Even if we don't reach the goals or whatever, anything that you're already giving us is too much, and we very, very much appreciate
For this? We appreciate it so much.
But if the other, 6,800 something of you
if
listening...
If y'all
want
to just, get
just
on...
Just chip in a buck.
A buck? Do you... If everyone who maybe listens to us gave us a dollar, do you know how much our lives would change immediately? It'd be bananas. Anyway, that's all that. That's the other thing. Josh, we got a letter.
Like in the mail.
So I said on a couple episodes ago that Lucas Brown, who edits one of the Crooked Russian Camp shows, I edit Gem Jammer, he edits the other one, I Will Fight You. He's also on the sub-series where they do specifically movies, which I believe is called I Will Fight You Wolfpack. Because it's not it's Annie and then some other, it's Annie and him and Anna. So the Wolfpack, their theme is the Don't Turn Your Back on the Wolfpack.
Don't Turn Your Back
theme,
on the Wolfpack.
Yeah. so he has my address now because he mailed me the mixtapes that he made for me so I could give it to Ash for her birthday. And then I got a letter, and here's the problem is that he's also he's a calligrapher also, so his penmanship is great. I can't read cursive very well. So,
okay.
I'm going to give it a best shot. Here's the other thing is that he started listening to the show. He's in Mighty Morphin because his kids started watching Power Rangers. So they would watch some episodes and then he would listen to a couple episodes of us on the commute, right?
Yeah.
So here we go. Hi, Jake, parentheses, and Josh, because this will get to you eventually. I probably should have mentioned that that you're giving me your address would also mean I would... I can't read cursive, and I feel like a ding-dong right now.
hold it up to the camera. Maybe I can do it.
Yeah, do you want to try? It would also mean I could send you stuff whenever I felt like it or was bored. I got to hold this like this so I can read the whole thing.
It's like you're putting it on a stand like sheet music.
It is, and I'm reading it. You know what? Honestly, I bet I can read sheet music about the same as I can read cursive.
Can you sight read cursive? No. The answer is no.
Not great. To expand on my Blue Sky ideas, my kid's currently watching through original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from the start since mid-June. Every time he finishes an episode, I queue up a classic Morphin Grid episode to match. He's starting to cool on it mid-Zeo, which makes sense as it's 180 episodes in three-ish months. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Totally fair. It took us 2 years or so to get to Zeo, so that's you're cranking. Your kid's cranking through it. I'm pleased to say he got MMPR immediately, and also agrees that the Dragon Zord's the best. It does rule. However, that leaves me trying to convince him to watch more Zeo because I need more Morphin Grid for my daily commute. Please, Hero, I'd say I've got such a long train today. He's decided that among his friends, he's more of a skull than a bulk. And this is in quotes. I'm assuming quotes from his son, who I believe is 8 years old. So pretty good Power Rangers range.
Yeah.
I don't do the pranks, but I also laugh when they happen. End quote. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
maybe I should invest in piano lessons. Keep up the good work. Lucas and Hero. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For an actual letter
that's crazy.
I got in the mail. It has a wax seal on it.
That's fancy.
It came from Australia.
And it still got here in these trying times?
In these times, the mixtape, it was 2 weeks before Ash's birthday when I was like, hey, I know you have you do tape stuff. Because he does a tape club with Annie and Anna, the other members of the Wolfpack, where he'll send out mixtapes. And I was like, I know you know how to make them. And Ash has a Walkman. A tape Walkman, and her birthday's in 2 weeks. Can we make this happen? He's like, yeah. And so he mailed it a week and a half before her birthday, and it got here two or three days before. And I was like, honestly, I didn't expect this. I'm genuinely amazed because I thought the mail would be down right now, but then I remembered that the post office doesn't get any money from the government.
Yeah.
It's the only part of the government that has to find its own money, which is bananas. But also, it's because people have always wanted to sabotage the post office. And if you don't like the mail, because like they're always slow and they're late and it sucks. It's like, yeah, because they're constantly underfunded for a lot of reasons. Because if they weren't, it would be too powerful of an institution. Getting everyone's stuff on time, whenever. Remember when COVID hit and they were like, we can just get everybody COVID tests? And they did. And then the government was like, we should destroy all the letter sorters to do that. So there's that. Anyway, thank you very much, Lucas and Hero, when you hear this in several years. Thank you so much.
I don't know if the pace they're going, it might be sooner than that.
It could be. If you were cranking through, if you had access to all the Power Rangers when you were 8, how many do you think you would get through before you were like, I'm going to watch Ninja Turtles instead?
Oh, I don't know, because I was only watching like an episode before school every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember watching it other than when I was getting ready in the morning.
You weren't watching reruns? You didn't have the three episodes
on it? I'm sure
I
was. I just don't have those like memories as vivid, I guess.
Sure. I'll tell you for free, when I was 4 to 7, the only thing I cared about at all was Power Rangers. Like, every other thing that I liked was just, like, waiting for more Power Rangers.
It definitely transitioned from Ninja Turtles into Power Rangers. Like, all my clothes started becoming Power Rangers. All my action... Well, not all my action figures. I didn't actually have a lot of Power Rangers toys, but I had some. Ninja Turtles toys.
Well, they made a lot of Ninja Turtles toys. I had a lot of Power Rangers toys, but only because I didn't want anything else. Like, if I had a Spider-Man, it was an accident, almost, you know? Like, but I think when I was 4 to 7, I could have watched 970 episodes of Power Rangers easy.
Yeah. I actually had mostly wrestling action figures, I think.
I also had a lot. That was the other thing I liked that much was wrestling. Yeah. So I don't know if I had any. I don't think I got into super into action figures until I started watching WWF, though. Until the. That fateful day. Rest in peace. It was March 26, 2001. I'll never forget. Also, you know Tiger Mask never wrestled in WCW? I had to look that up the other day.
Really?
Dude was never there. Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
That's shocking, but also, like, no, it makes sense.
Right? Because when they're during the Cruiserweight boom, you would think, like, surely Tiger Mask was there. But then also like, at the same time, you're like.
They couldn't even pull him in for like a World War III or something.
Right.
Like,
yeah, for a war game, for Halloween Havoc situation. No, but I don't. Anyway, so I don't know how I knew about Tiger Mask. I honestly, one of my cousins must have had a tape, like a Michinoku Pro for something.
He was in Fire Pro Wrestling on the Game Boy Advance, but this is like 2000s.
WTA. Yeah, I didn't. And I didn't
there was
that.
King and Tekken. Maybe when I got on the internet, I looked up King from Tekken. They're like, he's based on Tiger Mask. Oh, and then I saw pictures of Tiger Mask. I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah. Because I feel like Tiger Mask is one of like the three loot. Because like Tiger, you see Tiger Mask, you see Ultimo Dragon. You're like, oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Especially when Ultimo Dragon had like the 1,000 belts.
Yeah. I love that picture.
which Mercedes Moné, FKA Sasha Banks, is doing that right now. Her current screen name on Twitter is Ultimo Moné. Because she likes wrestling more than anybody else does.
Yeah.
More than any other wrestlers. She'll do like random little indie promotions for basically no money just because she wants to like promote wrestling and like help wrestling. It's very cool. But she, one of her entrances was she had a bunch of basically cheerleaders or dancers come in and each had one belt. So she only had to carry the belt she was defending at AEW. But there was like 12 other people there with the different belts. Her TSA check must go nuts.
Yeah.
She must have to be like, all right, these three bags
are my championship belts.
They just have championship belts in. And also, if they don't get where I'm flying, I'm going to throw all of your planes into the sun myself. Anyway, do you want
to... I think we need to talk about something fishy.
Should we jump into Power Rangers to something fishy? Okay. We start off with Antonio just straight up stating the premise of the episode. It starts with him going, I don't know why I can't touch fish anymore. ever since the cat almost ate me, I can't even think about fish.
Yeah, he's like, I was a fish and a cat almost ate me, and now I can't even look at them because I have been severely and deeply traumatized.
Yeah, which on the one hand, ooh, continuity. Okay, yeah. On the other hand, I would be more afraid of cats.
Yeah, I think it's more, I think what it is, and it's never really conveyed, but I think it's more of like, I can't believe I put fish in that situation.
I empathize with fish too much now.
It's like,
yeah.
I can't look at them because of what I've done.
He can't eat them. He can't catch them. Now he knows the inner workings of a dead fish, and he can't, and he's like, I don't know. Oh, God, what do I do? And so Jaden calls, and he's like, there's a Moogie attack downtown. And Antonio doesn't say anything right away. And eventually he goes, I'm on it.
Yeah, because Jaden's like, hey, are you, did you hear me?
Are you okay? Are you there? He's like, yeah, I'm on it. And he hangs up and he's like, time to go to battle for the last time. And then we cut to the fight. We have not hit the credits yet, by the way. We have not hit the theme song.
No, we did it. All we got was the Ancient Japan opening.
Yep. So then we go to the fight. They're fighting. Antonio comes up and sadly morphs.
He's just like sulking. He's just like lumped over.
He's like Gold Ranger power.
And the shiny gold helmet is the American footage one, right?
I think
so. The like very reflective one. I think that's right. Because that's what he has on here. Because they will immediately like kick into Sentai footage and he's not in it at all.
Yeah. I know that the when he mega modes, that all that's American footage, and he's very chrome. He's gold, yeah. Like chrome gold in that. So I imagine that if there's another helmet, it's also probably shiny like that.
Yeah.
So he sadly morphs, and he goes to grab his Barracuda blade. He can't even touch the Barracuda.
He looks at it, and he screams and throws it, and then he lays down on the mat in child's pose.
He goes into child's pose, and he's like, I can't do it. And they're like, Antonio, what? And then we go to the theme song. And then when we come back from the theme song, he's still in child's pose, but now he's unmorphed.
He's demorphed. He's just like, no, I'm done.
I'm out. I can't do it. I can't touch the Barracuda blade. And the Ranger, I think it's Jaden, is like, we have to deal with the Moogies first. We'll come back to this. And then so they go do that. They fight them. And then when they do, they come back to check on Antonio. And he conveys to them that he has fish-related PTSD from being fish and almost getting ate by cat.
Yeah.
And they're like, what?
Like, they're just like... So Emily is very supportive.
Yeah.
And empathetic. Jaden is pretty neutral. I think
Jaden's weirdly neutral.
I think Mia is also like, oh, that sucks, dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't really know. I don't really remember how Mike was reacting, but
Mike is also about where Emily is as far as like trying to help.
Mentor and Kevin are just like,
walk it off.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps and feel better. Like
he's like, everything reminds me of fish. I can't do it. And we smash cut to G being like, so because he was a fish and now he can't look at fish, that doesn't sound real. It's like, oh, wow.
He's so crappy about it.
He is. And then we get a recap of last episode of like, he was stuck a fish, a neighborhood. It's a neighborhood cat. This is just a stray cat, walks around the neighborhood, just lives around here. Sometimes it comes inside the house.
Yeah. Because they leave food out for it. So it's like, I can shack up here. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I'll just live here. Yeah.
A fish on the counter for me?
Are you kidding me? Thank you so much for this delicacy. Delicacy. I was like, it's not delicious. I'm getting close though.
It's not delicatessen.
That was the other one I was not to say. So we get the whole recap. And then Antonio's like, the golden age of Antonio is at the end. And Kevin's like, come on. And Mike's like, yeah, man, you taught yourself how to like be a samurai. You learned being samurai. You made being a Power Ranger from scratch. You can get over
Mike,
this.
Mike is a little better because he's like, hey, you're like this really cool guy. And so like, don't let this stuff get you down. But Mentor and Kevin are just like, get over it. Stop being traumatized.
Yeah cut it out. And like, hey dog, it don't work like that. Yeah, Mike tries to give a little bit of a pep talk, and then like Emily is like, it's okay, we'll help you through it, like I know we can get you through it, like, because you're so good and cool and stuff. And then Mia's like, yeah, it's gonna be okay. And Kevin's like, no, it's not okay.
Yeah, he looks at Jaden and he's like under his breath but loud enough for everyone in the room
he's not
to
trying
hear.
To hide it. Yeah,
He looks at Jane. He's like, it's not okay.
It's not okay. He needs to be able to be a Power Ranger. And he's like, I can't be the Gold Ranger anymore. And then there's an alert and there's Moogies on the beach. So they run there. We cut to DeBoat. On DeBoat, a bunch of Moogies. No, sorry. The Moogies aren't on the beach. There is an alert somewhere. Scene break. We cut to the Sanzu River. And on the beach of the Sanzu River, a bunch of Moogies pop up. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And Octoroo's like, why are there so many Moogies all of a sudden? What's going on? And then down floats the devil from hell. His name is Serrator. He's 1,000% the guy that cursed Shammy.
Definitely
and Decker.
Definitely is, yeah.
1,000,000%. He's got the same eye pattern. I thought that him and Xander had the same eyes. They have three eyes apiece.
Yeah, they have three
on either side.
Glowing eyes.
Yeah, they're just in different order. But this is definitely, definitely, definitely that guy. I also should have looked at who voices him because it sounds like the guy who played Jared. Bede Skinner from Jungle Fury. Sounds like him to me. I don't think it is, though. So he's like, oh, were you not expecting me? I sent my servant yesterday.
Yeah.
And like,
he
oh,
also
yeah.
says, like, oh, all those Moogies, that's me doing that.
I did that. I guess. So I thought that I had it in my head that one of the reasons Xandru was like the guy down here is because he could control the Moogies. But I guess if you're just strong enough, you like get your own Moogies.
He's got his own Moogies. Like little pocket army of Moogies, I guess.
Yeah. But I thought that it was like the thing of like, well, we can't fight Xandru. He controls the Moogies. The Moogies would swarm us. There's like 1,000,000 more of them. They all live here.
Yeah. But he only sends like 6 at a time. So.
Right. Well, for, you know, he doesn't want to be unfair. Also, they only got so many costumes. And Serrator. Yeah. He's like, because I think Xandru comes in and he's like, oh, you're the one who sent Switch Beast.
Yeah.
Louis Dakota last time. And he's like, yeah, that was me. He's like, oh, okay. What are you going to do? He's like, well, I'm gonna be your servant, man. And I spent a long time at the bottom of the river, but thanks to a recent power surge, I'm like better. See how much power I have? And then he kills all the Moogies on the beach that he made.
He just shoots like a demon blast at them. And they die. So he sent these Moogies so he could like make a demonstration.
Right. He just needed something to shoot at later.
And this is definitely all like a grift, right? He's definitely like, oh, 1,000%. I will bow down and work for you, Xandru.
Yeah. As soon as he's like, I'll be your servant. I'm like, no, you won't.
No, you're going to kill him.
I know a Louis Kaboom when I see one. Don't try to trick me. And then he's like, I want to help flood the earth. And he like kneels down to be like, let me go.
He literally says, send me to earth. I will make so many humans scared and cry.
I'll scare so many people. It'll get so wet down here. And then Xander doesn't believe him. So he attacks him with his sword.
He's kneeling, by the way. He's like like kneeling down, bowing to Xandru.
Yeah.
And Xandru just slashes him in the shoulder.
And he doesn't even flinch.
No, he just takes it. And Xandru's like, why don't you fight back? And he's like, well, I could, but I'm trying to prove to you that I'm like a loyal guy.
They're like, I want to be your guy. And he's like, okay, all right, go then. Go. Play. And then so we cut from there to the house, back to the Sheba house. And it's a profile shot of Emily and Antonio. Emily is very close to him. Yeah. They're very close. I don't know if they know that they're in widescreen yet. That's how close that these two are together. It's like, you have so much more screen. And she's like, it's going to be all right. We won't let you quit. We're going to help you through this. And the way we're going to help you beat your fear is something called aversion therapy. So we're going to expose you to the thing that you're afraid of, and then you won't be as afraid of it. And he's like, I don't think that's a good idea. And she's like, trust me, it'll be great. You know how Jaden's afraid of spiders? This is news to me.
All of this is news.
This is all news.
We see three fears. We don't see one for Kevin or Emily that I remember.
Well, Kevin is Mia's cooking.
That's more of like, if you do this thing you don't like, I'll do this thing I don't like. Not necessarily like, I'm afraid of this, but maybe he should be. I don't know. It didn't look that bad.
It didn't. It looked like corn.
Like a casserole?
It looked like a scoop of like corn and shell beans, honestly. Yeah. It looked fine. And Emily's afraid of the vacuum cleaner, but they all already know that.
Yeah, but they're like, we're not going to do that to her.
We're not going to, no, that'd be so mean.
That's why they were like, we're going to let Emily take charge of this one so we don't have to run the vacuum cleaner.
They're also in different clothes. Emily's been wearing, since Super Samurai started, Emily's been wearing the same clothes, so I imagine these have kind of all been the same day until now. But now she's wearing a different shirt, her and Mia both. I assume the boys are too, but it's like, oh, you're in a different red t-shirt with a, you know, with a flannel over it. It's hard to tell with the guys. So number one, you know how Jane's afraid of spiders. We're going to give a spider to him. They fought a spider and he was not afraid
he
of
was
it
fine
at all, so
yeah,
I feel like maybe we should have workshopped this. Also, this is just to show that like Jaden is cool and can get over his fear, because they put a spider on him and he's like, "Whoa, I don't like it, but I'm fine because samurai can get over anything."
That's a real spider crawling on him too.
It was a real spider.
It's like up on his head at one point.
I wouldn't like it if they did this.
I would trust that they're like not going to put a deadly venomous spider on me.
Yeah, at least a defanged spider of some sort.
But I definitely don't want the feeling of spider legs crawling on my body.
No, if I know it's happening, like if I'm looking at it and it's happening, I can like control myself. But if I just feel something crawling on me, my first instinct is like, get that out of here.
Yeah.
And this is like some professional spider wrangler spider that they brought in for this episode. So you can't just squash it because that's insured. So like, you'd have to be like, all right, I'm looking at the spider, and it's totally fine. I'm a samurai, so I'm not afraid. And then she says, Mike's afraid of enclosed spaces. And Kevin's like, yep, so we're going to stuff him in this broom closet.
This, like, tool cabinet?
It's like a janitor's closet at a at a job, but it's, like, in their house. And it's very small and has a bunch
of
cleaning products and stuff.
It's off in this weird, like, back corner. Like, this weird... Someone here has a workshop that this is in.
This is a shame workshop closet that we keep around the corner.
Anyway, they just put Mike in there and leave him.
Yeah. And they don't address, like, him getting over it.
I don't even know if Antonio can see him in there. He's just like...
They're like, he's in there. Don't worry, he's in there. And then they're like, and now finally, Mia has a fear of. Well, she doesn't say that she has a fear of frogs. They just gross her out.
Yeah, they make her skin crawl. Emily.
They make her skin crawl. So we got this frog. She's gonna kiss it on the face,
on the mouth, because she's like, I think they're nasty. I think frogs are grody.
They yuck me out.
But maybe if I kiss it, it'll turn into Prince Charming. I can get married and have a family.
I can leave this stupid house.
And so she kisses it, but she puckers in a funny way.
She does kiss it, but it's more of just like...
She puts her lips on its nose.
It is like the natural shape of her lips just contouring to the frog more than anything. Yeah. I'll count it because I'm not doing that to a frog.
What's a frog going to do to you?
Give you warts.
No, that's a toad.
They're the same guy, Josh.
No,
I hate
not.
To
no.
I hate to break
they're
it to you.
The
they
same.
Are the same.
No, toads can be they're dry. The they're guy. Very different.
They're the same guy in terms
different.
Of yuck, in terms of growth.
It's like turtles. It's like turtles and tortoises. They're completely different.
Those are the same guys.
They are completely different creatures.
Well, no, because I know they're the same guys, because then they'd be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoises.
Should be, because they don't have flippers.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoise. Teenage Mutant. If we may, hey,
I think
hey,
turtles need water, but tortoises don't. I don't know. Maybe,
I need all 7,000 of you to just know. Like stop listening for like 1 second so Josh and I can talk. Hey, if we made Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoises, that's like legally in the clear.
We'd have to call it like Mutant Teenage Tortoises.
So in the order would also flag. Like
I think
like
so,
because
Teenage
Mutant
Ninja might be
okay.
They might have a court case. But
what about mutated teen samurai tortoises? Mutated teen samurai tortoises.
MTST's not bad.
MTST isn't terrible. TM. All right, y'all can come back. You can come back now. So she does put her mouth on the frog, and it doesn't turn into a prince. And she's like, okay, I didn't like that, but it's done. See, we're all getting over our fears together, Antonio. And he's like, okay. And then we cut to Bonk and Spike. To Uncle Bonk and Spike. Hey, you remember how when I would type in Bonk and Spike, I'd be like, do you mean Bill? And it would autocorrect to Bill.
Yeah, now it just tells Bonk.
Oh, no, Bonk. It's like, yeah, no, that's Bonk. Like, it's 100% okay with Bonk.
Bulk is also a real word.
That's why I'm confused. It's the same amount of a name that Bulk would be.
Yeah.
You know? So, but Bonk and Spike are in the park. They're in, like, their yard, maybe, practicing samurai.
They're outside by a tree.
There's a fence that looks like a yard fence.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that they're in their yard. But then, spoilers, we're going to see something that belongs to the neighborhood. So they're in the same neighborhood as the Shiba house.
I mean, if it's the neighborhood cat, then, I mean, they would have to be on... I don't know what constitutes a neighborhood, but I would imagine you have to be on the street.
On the same street, a block,
some sort of designated
area. Yeah, something. So they're practicing, they're swinging the swords around, and they're like, we don't want, like, Spike's like, Uncle Bonk, I don't want to do that. How long do we have to do this?
He's bored. He's sick of swinging kendo sticks.
Yeah. And Bonk's like, until we master this samurai technique. And he's like, okay. And then there's a little meow.
He says, okay, so like 10 more minutes.
10 minutes, maybe. And then there's a little meow. And they look over, and in the tree is the neighborhood cat, Anne's cat, Peach.
They rented Peach for 2 days.
2 days. Last time we were like, oh, man, can you imagine if they bring the cat back? And they did.
They did. It's only in Bonk and Spike segment.
It's in the Bonk and Spike dimension So they're like, we got to call the fire department.
And Polk's like, are you mad, man?
Are you out of your mind?
We're samurai. We have to save it ourselves.
So they go into, I'm assuming, their garage. Because this is why I think they are in their yard.
I think they probably are just outside of where, I would say their house, but wherever they're living. It's questionable if this house is owned by anybody, let alone Bonk or Spike.
It felt like it used to be like Bonk's house, but then they only live in the garage even when it's freezing cold.
Yeah, they're definitely squatting.
It can't be
Bulk's house because we've established we are not in Angel Grove or anywhere near it.
No.
So Panorama City has to be in ancient Japan for make any sense. It has to be a Japanese city.
If we are following the lore as said, it's in Japan.
Yeah.
Because the Nihilus were first defeated in ancient Japan, that's where the monument was, unless they picked up the whole place and moved it over to Panorama City. Doesn't make any dang sense. Anyway, they used
Terra Venture technology to take the whole site, just like ground and all, and just
lift
move
it, up,
it over.
And they put it there. Okay, maybe. Weirder things have happened to Power Rangers. So they run to their garage and they get the ricketyest ladder you've ever seen in your life.
It's a rickety ladder with a rickety step stool affixed to the top of it.
The ladder go up to the top. On the top, there is a step stool perched. This is not safe by any metric of the word. They climb up it. They get into the tree and they're like, kitty, come here. Hey, come here, kitty. And the kitty goes, meow, and then jumps on the ladder, runs down the ladder, and knocks the ladder over,
and the ladder,
stranding them.
It doesn't just fall over. It opens flat and
collapses,
falls down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it was one, like, 40-foot-long ladder that you can bend in the middle if you want. It's like an ancient fireman's ladder that they have. Anyway, it's flat now. They're stuck in the tree, and they're like, oh, well, dang.
Indeed.
So we cut back to Antonio. He's trying to touch the fish. He's like, I just can't touch the fish. I know everybody else got over their fear. I just can't do it. And Kevin has a bowl of mush and he says, Mia cooked this nasty food.
Mia's right here. She's like right over there. She's literally watching them do this.
she's helping. He's like, I'll eat
He's
it.
He's like, I will take a bite of this if you touch the fish.
You touch the fish and I'll take a bite of this. It looks like a KFC famous bowl made at home.
Yeah, like maybe, like, it has shrimp in it. But
it might
like
have
that's
some beans
still,
or shrimp
that's
or something.
Still fine. It's not food. Like this disgusting concoction. It's not like mold and pill bugs or something. It's like,
yeah, it's not like there's like a shoe in here or anything. Like, this isn't anything that Piggy made in his nasty dump thing from SPD. Like,
oh my god, what if
Mia
used to work at Piggy's.
No, that's in the future.
Oh, what
he got
if
all
Mia...
his recipes from?
Oh,
Mia.
She writes a cookbook, and Piggy finds it in the trash.
In the trash,
because Kevin threw it there.
He's like, you know who would love this? Aliens. Aliens.
They love to eat gym socks and tires.
And I only remember banana slug pudding, which the phrase of that makes me want to
yarts. He did just like garble down a banana peel one time, I think.
There was also like just dirty toilet water or something like that.
Well,
like,
they have to have gross stuff to drink too.
Right. You can't just drink like a Coke. That would be nuts.
No.
It should just be Moxie. They should just have Moxie there. I told Ash that she has to try Moxie because she's from the West Coast. She does not know about the horrors that is Moxie. And she's like, I want to try it. And I'm like, okay. It's hard to find just like a can of Moxie. I can get a 12-pack at the store, and I'm like, I'll do that, and then I'll get you one. The only person I know that drinks Moxie is my dad.
I was gonna say your dad will finish it, right?
I'd have to haul it off on him. But now I'm terrified that I would like Moxie. Like, what if I drink it? And I'm like, oh, that ain't bad.
Well, your taste buds are different now than they were when you were a teenager.
I know, and that scares me because then I'd be like, well, I might as well drink Night Train too then. Because Night Train is the Moxie of alcohol.
Let's not get too hasty.
Night Train, if y'all haven't had Night Train, I think it is allegedly a wine.
I believe it's a wine, but instead of grapes, they use motor oil.
It's motor oil. It's fully 100% motor oil. It is nasty. So, anyway, they're like, I'll eat this nasty cooking if you touch the fish. We'll do it on one, okay? 3, 2, 1. Kevin takes a bite. Antonio goes, I can't do
it. He pulls it as the bite enters his mouth. He's like, I can't do it, man.
I can't do it. And Kevin's like, oh, man.
It's in my mouth. I hate the boats.
And then there's an alert and they run
but
off.
Also,
and Antonio's like,
when he says, like, if you touch the fish, I'll eat Mia's nasty cooking, it cuts to Mia and Emily. And Mia is watching with like a smile on her face. Like, she's happy
she's
about
like, yeah,
this.
Yeah, eat the nasty cooking, you jerk. Eat it. I made it for you.
She's
you don't
smiling
like...
in a way that's like, he's going to be so surprised at how delicious that is.
He's going to love this one. He doesn't know it's coming. I still choose to believe, even though they're shown a lot of times the opposite, I still choose to believe that Emily enjoys Mia's cooking genuinely.
Yeah. Well, she has to fit in with a group, but like secretly. Right. Like they have to leave it under the table for somebody.
Right. Right. The first day she was there, she's like, I'll wait till you're... I can at the table. Oh, at the table. Yeah. Oh.
She was just circling around the dinner table looking at everybody's just like, food.
Just like, you're gonna. And they're like, Emily, you can just sit there. She's like,
yeah, we made you a plate.
You're not on the floor. You're not gonna put it on the floor. Like, I eat it at the table. Are you sure? This has never happened before. And they're like, yeah, here's your fork. And she's like, okay, now I know we're pranking me. Ha ha, very funny. So there's an alert. They run off. Kevin runs back in, spits out the food, and he's like, oh, it was so bad. And then runs away.
What he spits out is really gross. I think it's probably just like water or something, but it just like streams out of his mouth.
It shoots out of his mouth.
And then it's just in the bowl. And for the rest of the scene, I'm like, his nasty spit is in that bowl. Like, it's just sitting there on the table. It's so gross. And I could not stop thinking about it.
They're gone. It's just Antonio sitting there, and he looks over at Mentor, and he's like, I'm sorry, I can't go with them. I just can't do it.
Instead of, like, taking a ruler to his knuckles or whatever. Like, I think he wants to.
You can tell he wants to. Yeah.
He's like, that's some old schoolhouse punishment. Might
yeah, that might fix you right up. But he's like, okay.
He's like, all right, well, look, you have other talents, other skills.
Maybe you can't go with them, but you can't help it in another way.
It's like, I have this old thing. It's for kicking around. I saw it in the tool shed when we shoved Mike in there.
Forgot we put it in there because it's useless. It's a lantern.
It's an old like Fisher Price lantern.
It has a brand on it.
Yeah, Little Tykes.
It says Anchor on the knob.
Anchor makes cookware.
Well, maybe they also made this, and I feel like the lantern part is like affixed to it. It didn't come all like this. They just had to like figure out how to do it. But
yeah, it looks more like a Gatorade bubbler than
a little bit. I mean, it might be.
I think it is actually a lantern because like later on we will see lanterns in the attack animations.
Yeah.
So I think it is supposed to be a lantern, but it just looks like you would get Gatorade out of it.
It looks like you get Gatorade out of it, and then also you got it in the Little Tykes section.
Yeah, it's just big, bulky plastic around this, like, kind of like accordion, like, lantern part in the middle.
The lantern part isn't super accordion-y in this. In the later, it will be, yeah. But in right now, it doesn't. It's not super like that. So he's like, "This is the Light Zord, and no one's been able to activate it in centuries. But maybe you could be the first." And I was like, "That is, you got that from Coleman. Like that might as well. You might as well have gotten that in the sports section of Walmart."
Yeah, but he also says like, "This is the Light Zord, and your element is light." So, which that's so, new, right? We've never heard that before, have we?
Right. Well, I think I think when he was hacking the black box the first time, he was like light, something like that. I feel like we've heard the two associated, but I don't know if they've said out loud.
Okay.
Specifically, your element is light.
Yeah. So he's like, maybe that means that this is for you.
It's just been waiting for you, man.
You already have two Zord. He does also say, he's like, "I gave you the Claw Zord, and you got that working." So
like, maybe you can do this one.
Doesn't mention that he opened the black box also.
Right. Well, that's, you know, that's Jaden's now, so don't worry about it. So we cut to the other Rangers. They show up on the street. There's chaos. People are running around. Those big mouth Billy Basses. They're called, like, spit something spitters.
It's like spit.
Spit mouth,
spit fangs, or something.
Spit fang might be it.
They're big dragon heads that spit.
They're the mouthies.
Yeah, they're mouthies. They're mouchies.
They're the mouthies. They're the mouchies, and they're like, "Let's get them." So they morph. They run to attack to kill the mouchies, and then a giant lightning bolt hits all the Rangers and the mouchies, kills the mouchies immediately. The Rangers are like knocked down, and they're like, "It even killed them. What was that?" And here's Serrator. And this is when I was like, this sounds like Jared, but I don't know if it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I did not look.
And he starts monologuing about how he's here and he's going to make everybody cry. And he's trying to test the Rangers. He wants to see what the big fuss is about him. And so he's like, "Everyone be on top of your game." We cut to Antonio with his fish cart. Even though he's afraid of fishes, he still does have his big cooler.
Yeah, well, there's no fish in it anymore other than his Zords, I guess. Right. And they're not fish, technically.
Yeah, they're like,
one's a squid, one's that they call an octopus, and the other one's like a crawfish,
a crustacean. Yeah. So it's like different. It's fine. He wasn't a squid that got hit by a cat, so he can look at them. Just pivot to shrimping.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's money in clams. You can figure it out. So he's like, "All right, time to unlock the power of the Light Zord." We cut back to Serrator, absolutely beaten the mess out of the Rangers.
Yeah, they are completely ineffective. They are not doing anything useless to him.
Jaden gets like Jaden might as well get grabbed by his leg, like when Bam Bam grabs a tiger in the Flintstones and then just like whips
bam,
it on the ground.
Bam, bam, bam.
Might as well have done that to Jaden. The others are like, "Jaden, we gotta help him. Quadruple attack." So they do their four attack. It does nothing, but Jaden was sort of hiding in the beam of it.
Yeah, because he bursts through with the fire smasher.
And he does a big slash with that, and then he does like when you turn it into gun mode.
Yeah. He shoots the gun at Serrator, who catches it, and he's like holding it in his big meaty paws.
Yeah.
He's got big hands, this
big,
guy.
Big meaty paws. Yeah.
And he's monologuing about how the Rangers are pathetic and he's so cool.
He's like, I thought you'd be cooler.
And as he's doing this, the red like fire blast is starting to turn blue, and then he shoots it back at them.
Yeah. And it like explodes them and blows them all backwards. And then we cut back to Antonio, who's texting the lantern more. And Mentor's like, "You need to go help Jaden and the others." And he's like, "I haven't conquered my fear yet. I can't." And then Mentor's like, "Ugh." Cut back to Serrator. And he's like, "I'm so disappointed in you. I thought this would be, you would be tougher. Maybe I just need to like give you something that'll make you rise to the challenge." So he cuts a paper man and puts it on a piece of paper and laminates it.
He's got like Edward Scissorhands on the one hand.
Right. Well, he's serrated.
And he uses that to cut a man like you would make a paper snowflake.
Right, when you fold into a triangle and you cut it and then you open it, yeah.
And the whole time he's like, he's just talking, and the Rangers are like letting him do this because they're beat up just, and tired. Right. And then he makes a big monster.
Yeah, whose name is Papyrox.
Yeah, because he puts the paper into like a laminating canvas.
Yeah, he
or
like
something.
Laminates it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He puts it in like a file folder.
Yeah, and he throws that up in the air, and then it turns into a big monster.
Yeah. It blasts at them, and Jaden's like, I'm going to go super mode. You take care of the guy that just whipped us.
Yeah, you guys take care of him. He beat all five of us, including me. I'm going to leave.
So maybe the four of you can handle it. I'll go fight him in the Zord myself. He goes into Battle Winger mode. Immediately starts getting hit with Papyrox's sword. And the reason I'm using Papyrox is Christian name and not giving him a fun name is he's not a Nylock. He's a paper guy.
Yeah.
So
he's created by Serrator. And Serrator doesn't get one, I imagine, because he is a higher level.
He's like a big bad.
Yeah.
He feels like a big bad.
He made the deal that turned Decker and Dayu into Nylocks. So we're pretty sure.
It has
not been said yet. I was waiting for Dayu to like see him in this episode and be like,
right, and be like, you mother.
Yeah, we just had her an episode ago, so we won't see her again for a minute.
Yeah, we'll see her later. So Papyrox and Jaden and the Battle Winger are fighting, and Jaden's not doing well. He's just getting hit with the paper sword. And then we cut down to Serrator, who just makes a ball and kicks it at the Power Rangers.
Yeah. I don't know. He's making like a soccer pun. I don't know what this is. I don't understand the reference.
I thought it was gonna be like an origami ball, and then but it's just, it looks like it's got bones and stuff, so I don't know.
It's a monster ball.
Maybe that's why Decker is bones, because he was made by a bones guy.
Maybe.
Because he does also have like skulls on his pauldron. Like one of his shoulders is like a
it's like a big like a yeah, because when he got hit skull. With Xandru's sword, it was like in a big mouth that opens over his shoulder.
Yeah. So maybe it's just bones makes bones,
maybe.
I guess.
But then why isn't Dayu bones?
Because Dayu is a girl.
I never thought of it like that.
I mean, if you look at it. I was rewatching that episode a little bit to get the episode image when I posted it. By the way, did you put the Halloween episode up? I never asked.
I did, yes.
Oh, tight. But I was looking to get the thing, and the woman they got to play human Dayu, Dahlia, I am convinced that they cast her, and she's good. She's like a good actor.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'd said it in the episode, but like her performance is solid. I feel like they cast her almost exclusively because her lips have the same amount of fullness as Dayu's monster lips, like her fake like mask lips.
Yeah.
So when it morphs, like when she changes into Dayu, the Nylock version, it like morphs around the lips. Like the lips are in the same place to be like, they're the same, right?
Yeah.
Do you see? Which is like neat, I guess, but also might be a little weird. I don't know. So they get hit with this ball. We cut to Antonio. Oh, sorry. As they get hit with the ball, we look over at Jaden, who is now on the ground getting a mud hole stomped in him. The Megazord's getting a mud hole stomped in him by Papyrox.
I don't know if this happens later or if it happened already, but he gets hit by a blast and it knocks him into regular Megazord
mode.
It
strips him nude.
Yeah,
because
he's like,
I don't know.
He's getting pushed back and he's like, I'm going to lose the Zords.
Yeah, I don't know when it happened. I didn't realize it when it happened.
I think it is before he's being stomped on the ground, but I don't really remember for sure.
Maybe. I noticed it like the next when we come back to it, he's standing up and I'm like, oh, the Zord's naked now. Like he got his shirt ripped off by Papyrus. That's how bad he's getting beat. We cut to Antonio. He's texting more. Mentor walks off. He's like, oh, time to end this fear once.
It's like a voiceover. He's walking past the like reeds along the beach and he's just like in a voiceover. He's like, I'm going to show this kid. How am I going to reach this kid?
It's like, whoa, man, this is so sinister the way you are doing this. Then we cut back, and Serrator's about to execute Mia with his bone sword. By the way, if you hear a lot of like, banging and clang that I can't cut out, they are doing construction literally in front of my house. I was hoping they would be done. They're not.
Nothing's come through that I've noticed, so hopefully that means it's okay.
Hopefully. It's the opposite way of the microphone. So it's all in front of the microphone on the opposite side. So hopefully it doesn't come through, but I can hear it with my own human ears. So I don't know if it'll pick up or not. He's about to kill Mia, like just cut her straight down the middle. And a disc hits him, a black disc, like their power disc, but like a black one, hits him. And then up runs Antonio with like a lantern shield and a new sword. This happens, I cannot stress enough, 1 second after we hear Mentor say, I'm going to end this once and for all.
Yeah. We're going to see how he fixed him in a flashback later.
In a flashback at the very end. Yeah. We're saving it for the end. So he runs up with this lantern and a new kind of sword that doesn't look like a fish.
Yeah, you would think maybe that would be the fix, right? Like, oh, here, you can't use the Barracuda blade anymore, but I have this new sword for you.
New weapon.
It doesn't look like
a fish
at all, so you can fight as a Power Ranger again.
Yeah, but no, it's just they don't mention it. If that is the fix, the fix is you'll find out. So he hits him. What does he hit? Does he hit him with? I don't know if he actually hits him. Jaden sees this and goes, "He's like, wow, great job, you did it."
And then Serrator is about to kick the monster ball at him again.
Right.
And this is the screenshot I sent you.
Oh, is this the screenshot?
Because if you look at it, it's from the perspective of the ball flying toward Antonio. But if you look at Antonio, he's holding his new sword.
Yeah.
In such a way that implies he is playing it as if it were maybe a flute or something.
This is exactly Dragon Dagger pose. 1,000%.
Yeah. So this new sword has a feature in the Sentai, I guess, that they did not adapt.
They did not want to carry over. Okay. He does say, like, the light sword kicks butt, trust me. And then Serrator's like, I do not care. And then kicks the ball at him. And then he pulls the lantern out front, and it's a Ninja Turtle pizza launcher.
Yep. Just shoots Nerf discs.
Classic disc spitter.
Taking out eyes the world over.
Yeah. Getting lost after a day and a half of having it.
They never make it to day two.
No. If you're lucky and you're like a nerd and you shoot it all in the same place, you can maybe get most of them back.
Yeah.
But
if you're like setting up targets and just shooting them,
yeah,
sure.
But if you're like outside, they're gone.
They're in a bird's nest by now. They're out.
Congratulations. That is now a bird's kitchenette that they have took and put
the
in
crows house. Own them.
Yeah.
They thought they were neat.
It's not for you, it's for the crows now. After Serrator gets hit by the pizza launcher, he's like, oh, okay, you passed the test, and then he leaves because he gets hit once.
He got hit and it hurt, so he was like, I'm going to go.
A little too rich for my blood, but I'll pretend I'm winning still and leave. And this gives Jaden an opening.
Oh, he also he hit him with his new sword in the same shoulder that Xandru hit him in. And they
I didn't
don't,
notice that.
They don't really bring it up as, like, he was injured when that happened.
Right. Well, babies wouldn't be able to connect the two dots, I don't think.
But I did, because I'm not a baby.
No trust in the children watching this. did they have?
No.
So then this gives Jin an opening to, like, knock back Papyrox. And then he's like, they're like, how'd you get over your fear? And he's like, Mentor helped me to not be afraid. Off screen. You'll have to trust me. And then he's like, all right, time to go Mega Mode Light Zord. So he throws the Light Zord, and it grows. And then it becomes its own autonomous Zord, like a Tire Boy situation.
Yeah, exactly like that, because it just kind of opens up.
Yeah.
It has its own free will, I guess.
And it's like, it has a brain and a mind and everything. And it can, like, it could do taxes if it wanted. It can, like, it watches TV. And it spends its time as, like, a lantern otherwise.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Papyrox goes to hit Jaden. And, like, the hand of Light Boy pokes his head. It, like, you know, pops
catches,
in and stops
yeah,
it.
Catches it.
This is when I noticed that the Megazord has been stripped nude by Papa. It is back down to regular. It doesn't even have its helmet on. Like,
its helmet. It shows the helmet like
it's
fall off.
Nakey. It is nakey. So then Light Boy pops it, and I just want to say I love the shape of this cylindrical gentleman. It's a
talk about your barrel chest.
This is a barrely boy. It is. I think it's a good looking Zord. He does a fire attack, like a light blast, because he's a lantern by like accordioning in the middle a couple times.
He dodges a shot also by like squishing down,
and then he goes to shoot and he's like, all right, time to shoot it up, and everyone's hyping up the new toy that you can go buy in stores right now.
Yeah, Power Rangers did it. They finally made a disc shooter toy
finally. And they're like, yeah, Light Boy, you're so good. And he goes to shoot, and then the disc gets stuck, and he looks like he has like a tummy ache for a second.
And look, this is in the footage.
It's in the footage.
A thing that they did do.
Yeah. Because Sentai is also for children.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
And it's just like, and I feel like there's a culture difference where this maybe reads different.
It's way funnier.
230 somethings watching this in 2025.
Right.
When Antonio tells Jaden, just smack him in the butt.
Yeah, it got stuck. so just smack him in the butt.
The nakey helmetless Megazord gives the Light Zord a little pat on the ass.
Just gooses him.
And then he shoots the disc out. He's fine.
And he starts firing the disc right out of the crotchal area.
It's just weird. It's all.
It's
just a little weird.
It is a little weird, but that does kill Papyrox. The crotch pizza shooter does kill Papyrox. And everyone cheers.
He shoots like 500 discs out.
It's a million. Yeah.
Antonio was like, hit him with a scatter shot. He's like, bet.
Got you. Count the shells. And then they're like, welcome to the team, Light Zord. And then we get like a... Jaden says, welcome to the team, Light Zord. I don't even know if he says victory is ours. So maybe that fight is still happening. We don't know. I thought they can't leave the Megazord until someone says victory is ours. But I don't know. We cut back to home. And they're debriefing, and they're like, hey, how'd you get over your fish fear? And he's like, oh, well, and then there's a flashback, and I thought this was him telling the flashback, but it's not. It's him remembering what happened, and he will say something different in a second. And Mentor walks up kind of sneaky, but like...
He kind of stomps up behind
him. He's
stomping,
he's
sick of it.
But it's like, yeah. And he's like, eat this sushi, stuffs the sushi in his mouth and goes, you're fixed. Go. Okay.
Antonio does get a look on his face like, wow, that's good sushi. But like, man.
It is as if he's like, you're right. I am fixed now, thanks to aversion therapy. By you stuffing something in my mouth when I'm not expecting it. Cool. And he's like, he just told me to follow my gut when we come out of the flashback. So he doesn't tell him that this is
and
what
then
happened.
And we see Emily, who's like, not Emily, Mia, who's like, nice, that's great. Like,
yeah, cool. Good job.
So thank goodness we have Mentor around.
Yeah. This is honestly the most he's done this whole half of the season.
But he's still in the character of, I'm just pissy that there's kids in my house.
He's just like, it's almost worse that he does
like
something.
His kids are the ones that all the friends go to their house. And he hates that. He does
he's
not
over
want
it.
Them here.
Yeah. So we cut from there to nighttime. And Bonk and Spike are asleep in the tree. They couldn't get down, so they just live there now.
12 feet down.
You could
hang off the branch, and you would only fall like 3 feet. You'd be fine.
You could slide down the trunk pretty easily. You have arms and legs. Like, you're like they could grip.
Maybe Bonk would have a hard time because he's in his 30s now, but Spike could just jump out of that tree. He would be fine.
Yeah, Bonk's got to be closing in on 40.
Yeah.
At this point.
And that's like, I couldn't jump off that. My knees would shatter.
No, I could. I feel like I could, but there's like a 30% chance something goes real sideways.
Yeah,
you know
I'll wait
I mean?
Till you
like,
wake up the next day, too.
That's it. It's the next day you wake up and you're like, oh, God. Like, I fixed the skirting on my house the other day, and I was bent over a little too long.
Yeah.
And so when I came in and sat down, I was like, oh, I can feel that in my back. Good to know. Cool, cool, cool. He wakes up, Bonk wakes up, and he looks over at the cat who's standing on the fence, and he just goes like, "Huh," and then that's it. Then that's the end of the episode. They live there now.
They live in the
forever.
Tree. We'll never see Bonk or Spike again.
Oh, we should be so lucky.
Hopefully, Peach will be back for the hat trick, but who knows?
I would love a return.
Is this for just Peach? A stray cat that wandered on set, and they were like, we can just put it in some shots?
In this episode, I think it's the same cat. I'm pretty sure it's the same cat. But in this episode, in like the daylight, like outside in the daylight, its fur does look a little sticky uppy. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't look like it's finely
groomed. It's just a little messy.
A little messy, yeah. So I don't know if this is just a stray cat that they're like. But also it's not because it has to be trained to like go
I get,
for the
I mean,
fish
it does
and
go
do
down
stuff, you know?
The ladder, but if you just take a cat and put it on top of a ladder, it's gonna
down.
Go down it.
Yeah. It'll figure it out, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that is the end of the episode. Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm glad the cat is back, but I don't think I can best it again because it's just hanging out with Bonk and Spike now.
Yeah, it is. It has been sequestered to the Bonk and Spike so it's basic, Don't Matter
it's
universe.
It's basically
yeah.
not in the episode, really.
Right. I have an eraser that I'm playing with, and I dropped it, and I went to catch it, and what I did is I smacked it, and I rocketed it down. I volleyball spiked it down right onto my bare toes, and it hurts so bad.
That's the best.
So that's going to put that down over there so it doesn't happen again.
I don't know. I guess it's the fact that the last episode influenced this one, even if it was weird about it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to specifically the shape of the light boy, of Light Zord boy. That is a cylindrical little boy. It looks great. It looks like a proper robot, you know, like that is like, that's a robot for sure.
Yeah.
And I like that about it. What's the worst?
The worst is smacking a Zord on the ass to make it shoot out of the crotch.
That isn't great.
I just don't get it, I guess. I don't
it's like a Heimlich.
Sure.
Right? Like smack it on the back so it'll cough up, but instead of coughing up, it'll shoot disc
right,
from
because
the crotch.
It's farther down. You have to slap farther
down.
Smack
farther down. I also am worsting that. It's bizarre at best.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
Emily.
I think it might be Emily. Part of me is like, is it Serrator?
You know,
like
I think it might be. I think it might be Serrator.
He has a good showing. He has a great entrance. Like I can tell he's up to something, but also like he's not being like over the top about it.
Yeah, we don't get a shot of him like turning away, being like, "Little does he know when
you fool
at the first opportunity, I'm gonna stab him in the back or whatever."
Yeah. Yeah, he's not like, I want to help you.
Yeah, like, he just kneels and he's like, thanks for hitting me with your sword. I want to be your loyal soldier.
Let me go make the river rise. Yeah, so I think I'm going to give the MVP to Serrator.
Yeah, I think it is Serrator. You almost got it, Emily, for being the most friendliest of Antonio's friends.
Yeah, she like they gave her so like it's her spearheading the effort to get him over the thing. It's like because yeah. she's a good cop to Kevin's sick of it cop.
Yeah, I think the problem is immediately after that scene, she's out of the episode.
Right.
So
and her hair also does still look kind of fried and it just stresses me out.
It's a little better. And I think it's because she's got the bangs a little more sideswept.
Yeah.
But I just like that look more.
I just think it's like the whole of her hair looks crunchy.
Or maybe I'm just getting used to it. And I'm just like, this is what her hair looks like.
I guess, maybe, yeah. It's so much worse than regular samurai hair.
Well, she had perfect hair
in
the first half.
So, now we have to rank it.
Oh, yeah.
And
the cat's not getting them out of this one.
Nope. Cat's not popping this one up to fourth place like the last one did. So, from below that... Was episode two of this part of the season Shell Game? I think so.
I don't really remember. The monster was the shell. I remember that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it was or what the episode was.
It was like a crusty man.
And I don't have it pulled up anymore because I have the release year of Usher's Yeah.
Well, we gotta know. The Rangers must fight Armadevil, a hard-shelled Nylock. Oh, yeah. This is the one where he's like an armadillo man, and he's like, the body language is him being like, I'm afraid, but the voice doesn't convey that at all.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have to do the things in a row. I think it's better than that.
Oh, and his shell is really hard to break, so they heat him up and cool him down.
Yeah, I think it's better than that.
Are you sure?
there was, when they were doing the aversion stuff, even though it's like kind of short and a little weird, especially like we're making Mia kiss the frog. That did feel pretty Mighty Morphin in a way that I like. It was just them as unmorphed rangers solving a problem.
That's
which
true.
I like.
All right. I think that would put it above Christmas also.
Is it above? Okay. Is it above De Blue and De Gold where everything was so slippery?
Did you just type it that way or is that the actual name of the episode?
No, it's called The Blue and The Gold. Okay. I typed it De Blue and De Gold.
Okay. Sometimes you just don't know.
Right. It's hard to tell. So what happened in that episode? So that's when Antonio's following Kevin around because he wants to like figure out how to impress him.
Oh,
and then the monster is
that episode was funnier than this one. I like that one more.
All right, so coming in under DeBlue and the Gold, above Christmas Together, Friends Forever, is this one that we watched, which is called...
Something Fishy.
Something Fishy. Completely forgot. Now, here's the thing, Josh. Next in the playlist, I believe, is the movie.
Yeah, the Red Ranger.
Red Clash of the Red Rangers.
Yeah.
Which is twice as long.
Mm-hmm. It's a double episode.
It's a double episode. Because it was made to be released on video. Like, it was going to be put on DVD. Like, that was the whole point of it. That also has, I think, the most views of any episode of...
It's the opposite of Party Monsters.
It's the complete inverse of Party Monster. It has three times as many views as any other episode, because it got 6.6 million, at least on YouTube. All those RPM fans come out the woodwork. So I think that's going to be its own week, at the very least.
Okay, that tracks.
And here's the thing, that's episode 722.
Is it going to have a noticeable, like, this is the end of part one, and then now is part two? Or is it just one cohesive 40-minute, which we've never had, one 40-minute episode of Power Rangers?
Yeah. If it has a good break, I might split it into two parts, which would make it 722. So it means the order of the feed would go 721, 723, 724, 5, 6, 7, 722 part 1, 722 part 3, 728. That's how the feed would look.
Yeah.
And that's funny to me. So maybe that'll be two episodes. We'll split it in half. We'll record it all at the same time, because I'm not going to watch half and then, you know, like...
Yeah.
So we'll split it. Maybe not. We'll see how it goes. It is twice as long. That's what's next. So nobody panic if the numbers aren't in order. It's on purpose. Yep. You do not have to tell us. We know. On this one occasion, we know. But that is what's next. And then we'll get back to the regular episodes with whatever the hell the one after that's called, which is The Rescue. Ooh.
Ooh.
A nice, normal name. They're going to rescue something.
Or are they going to be rescued?
Ooh, could go either way. And we won't find out next week, because next week we're watching Clash of the Red Rangers, or whatever it's called, which is on YouTube, and it is on Tubi, but it's on Tubi in its own thing.
Oh, it's like just it's completely separated from the season?
Yeah, which is funny, because Alien Rangers still is not on Tubi.
I don't think they know about it.
I don't think they know about it. I think they're like season 3, and then that's
it. Season 4, obviously.
There's a 0.5 that's weird. It's part of the season, but not. If you have the rights to it, you're just wasting your drive space by not putting it up. You can get more clicks. Also, the first and the last episodes are weirdly important bridges between 3 and Zio. But okay. But then they're like, no, we know that the Samurai movie is its own thing. So we have that separately over here. So anyway, we'll see you next week for that. But until then,
may the power protect you. Need to know about Usher's yeah anymore. That ship has sailed. The moment's passed.
Okay.